Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the morning news bulletin. I am Matsina. The government has given a nod for the procurement of 1,350 horsepower engines for T-90 tanks, Varunastra torpedoes and airborne early warning and control aircraft systems. The approval was given during the Defence Acquisition Council meeting, chaired by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh yesterday. This procurement will cost over 54,000 crore rupees. According to the Defence Ministry, procurement will enhance the battlefield mobility of these tanks, especially in high altitude areas. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw emphasised that India has been great in the service sector and now it must also strive to become a product nation. Speaking at the Indian Web Browser Development Challenge and CHIPS to Startup Program Award Ceremony in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Vaishnaw said India has a strong IT sector with revenues more than $282 billion, and the focus so far was on services.
The old mindset where only the certain government institutions would be developing everything has to now give in to a new mindset where a much broader partnership of academia, startups, students, researchers, they all must join together to create new solutions. The solutions have to come from all aspects of our industry. All talented people must join hands together and bring the solutions.
The two-day state review meeting of the National Vector-Borne Disease Control Program, NVBDCP, began yesterday at the Directorate of Health and Family Welfare in Kohima. Principal Director of Health and Family Welfare, Dr. E. Monsutang Paton, commented the state's progress in controlling malaria, highlighting the declining cases as a result of the efforts of healthcare workers and district authorities. He also stressed the need to address other vector-borne diseases, including Japanese encephalitis and dengue. Joint Director and State Program Officer of NVBDCP, Dr. Nisa Kokere, shared that malaria cases in the state have significantly dropped since the launch of the elimination program in 2015, with no malaria-related deaths since 2016. In 2024, only 5 malaria cases were reported, with Mokokchung, Paran, Pek and Zunaboto identified as focus areas. Longleng, which has had no malaria cases in 5 years, is now eligible for malaria elimination certification. Dr. Kere urged healthcare providers to screen all fever patients for malaria unless another illness is confirmed. A consultation meeting on the Naga political issue was held by the Nagaland GB Federation Peace Committee with participation from prominent tribal and civil organizations, including the Nagaland Tribal Council, Senior Citizens Association Nagaland and Forum for Naga Reconciliation, among others. After extensive deliberations, the meeting passed key resolutions calling for an early, unified and inclusive political solution. The resolutions emphasized the need for a solution that is honorable and acceptable to all, urging the negotiating parties to reach an agreement without delay. The House expressed concern that the framework agreement and agreed position have not yet led to a final resolution and called for the finalization of a common draft based on these documents. Additionally, the House urged Naga political groups to renew efforts towards unity with a resolution based on one solution and agreement. An urgent appeal was also made to the Government of India to incorporate the framework agreement and agreed position in a common draft to facilitate an early resolution. PEC Government College, in collaboration with Nagaland National Oral Health Program, NOHP, and National Tobacco Control Program, NTCP, yesterday observed World Oral Health Day under the theme, "A Happy Mouth is a Happy Mind," at the college premises. Addressing the event, District Nodal Officer, NOHP and NTCP, Dr. Fukolo Koza, emphasized that a lifetime of proper oral hygiene improves quality of life. He also highlighted the growing impact of tobacco use in Nagaland and its ramifications that leads to oral cancer and the importance of creating awareness amongst the community. Free oral kits were distributed to the participants during the event, and the fourth edition of the Nagaland Futsal Club Championship officially kicked off at the Futsal Centre, Regional Centre for Sporting Excellence, Sovima, Chumukedima, yesterday. H. Tovihoto Ayemi, Advisor for Tribal Affairs and Election, declared the event open. organized by the Nagaland Football Association and the Nagaland Futsal Club Committee. The championship features six futsal teams from across the state competing for the coveted title. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.